Hello, it's the Ghost. Welcome to They Call Me the Ghost. If you're a fan of the strange but true happening in our world and the dark and mysterious goings on, then you are in the right place. Okay, so I know that when we think of things that bother us, things that creep us out and freak us out, we think a lot of aliens, ghosts, paranormal, things like that. But there's also things in the human behavior that can give us that same creepy feeling. Today, I'm talking about obsession. We all have things that we like more than other things maybe we have or participate too much in, right? Moderation, that's what we're always hearing. That's the safe way to live. Because when you get to the point of excess, something that you do for fun, or maybe even the love you have for someone else, too much of it, and it turns it into something else. Take Robert Bardot, born in Tucson, Arizona in 1970. Growing up, Robert was a big fan of movies. Throughout his childhood and well into his teenage years, he kept that admiration. He found joy in writing fan mail to celebrities. He loved everything about it and loved immersing himself into their world. In his own world, life was turbulent. He was often abused by his cruel older siblings while being neglected by his mentally ill mother, so certainly not ideal. His father was an alcoholic. That didn't help either. Young Robert had attempted to ask for help by writing a letter to one of his teachers. He expressed a desire to end his life, maybe even take other lives. This prompted the school to recommend some psychiatric intervention, which makes sense. But of course, that is ignored, like it is so many times. And ultimately, this is what led to a further decline in his own mental state and the beginning of his days of stalking. Robert's stalking started with a trip to Maine where he headed to track down a young peace activist named Samantha Smith. He was, however, apprehended and sent back home before he could actually do anything. But his obsession came on quick. When he moved on to the 80s star Debbie Gibson, if any of you know who that is, he went as far as taking a bus to New York with the intent of finding her, but he was unsuccessful. And then his life totally changed. One day in October in 1986, when he was only 16 then, and he lays eyes on Rebecca Schaefer, who appeared on somewhat of a new sitcom called My Sister back then. Sam Schaefer played the part of Patty Russell, a spunky teen who lives with her older sister in San Francisco. Well, Robert was smitten, and he started sending letters to this actress. And this went on for about a year into 87 when she actually replies and says, "Yours was one of the nicest notes I've ever gotten." Feelings for her, of course, with this great response to someone who is tending towards stalking intensifies, and it intensifies so much that he flies to go see her in Burbank, California, where this show is being filmed that she works on. He, of course, was denied entrance, and he tries several times. I mean, he's determined to get with her and meet her one way or the other. And as a stalker and someone who is a little mentally to the side, this makes sense to him. I mean, they were meant to be together. She just didn't know it yet. Time goes by, you know, in 1989, she's moved on from that show, and now she's doing different things, and she's involved in a scene where she's showing affections. And this enrages Robert. He once again heads to LA. He hires a private investigator and finally gets the starlet's home address. And he buzzes the star's apartment. And when she answers the door, he shows her the letter. He's outraged, remember. She has a letter that she has autographed and received from her. So he's thinking, "You owe me something." Well, she doesn't know anything that's going on. She politely just asks him to leave, and he does. But shortly after this, he returns. He buzzes again. She opens the door. This time, he pulls out a gun from a brown paper bag and doesn't even hesitate. He shoots her in the chest and takes her out. He was already back in Houston the next day, but authorities do catch up with him. They receive reports of him shouting on a busy highway and that he had killed Miss Rebecca Schaefer. Robert was arrested. He's extradited back to California. He actually confesses to the murder and gets a life sentence in 1991. This is how it happens. What I have learned over time, stalkers are very erratic, and they can turn on their victim in an instant. And unfortunately, these incidents happen just like this one. Let's take one more, Derek Knowles. In April of 2012, Derek receives a restraining order because he's been stalking this woman. He had a three-month affair with her, but that's over, and now he's stalking her. He's a truck driver by profession, and he's upset. He didn't want things to end, so what does he do? He just keeps calling and texting this poor person. Once the restraining order's in place, he then had to get a little more creative in order to let the world know about his love and his feelings for this woman. And what does he do? Well, about a year later, he starts reaching out to a local radio station, and this is happening in London. There was a show, Lynn Parsons in the Morning, and Derek asked her to do shout outs on the air to the love of his life. Derek described his former partner in all sorts of flattering ways and even called her his beautiful bride to be. So basically what he's doing is he's getting around the issue of the restraining order because he's not contacting her and he's not using her name. He leaves her unnamed, but it's between him and her. And we'll give her a name. Let's call her Brandy. Eventually, Brandy figures it out, and her coworkers do as well. She's upset. She contacts the station. Then she even contacts the police. An investigation was conducted, and it revealed that this trucker, Derek, had made a total of 10 other text requests between May of 2012 and 2013, over that year, to the station for these communications. Management at the station, meanwhile, couldn't determine which ones were actually broadcasts and which ones weren't. Most of the messages that Derek pretended to be someone else in involved other parties. In one of the texts, he said, "Hey, Lynn, could you please say hello to a couple of my friends? Say hi to Derek and Brandy and let them know I hope they're still together." Even stalkers make mistakes, right? Well, this is the end of him. He ends up getting arrested, all the while maintaining his innocence, of course. Well, in the end, the guy is sentenced to 6 months in prison. He also gets 2 years suspension and 100 hours of community service for his creepy stalking ways. Great news, but so much damage was already done. Obsession only leads to bad things. Stalkers can't even count on themselves for their behavior. Once someone starts becoming overly interested in someone else, the obsession and stalking can begin. And once they click into that, there's no telling what their behavior will be. If they can't have you, nobody will. I know a lot of you have heard that before. A stalker's erratic behavior around these feelings is not something to be messed with. And that's what I have for you today, guys. I appreciate you being here. Thank you for listening. And until next time, and I will talk to you all soon.